This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. Our message for this session is a message that was first published in the month of July of the year 2006. And it's being put on audio in the month of January of the year 2025. And our subject scripture is taken from the book of Romans, chapter number 10, verses 14 and 15. If you have the scriptures available, you will find these words recorded. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Or how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. The title for this message, Beware of the New Preachers. When I ask you about how you would describe a preacher, you would, without a doubt, describe a person whose job it is to preach the Word of God. Actually, a preacher can be described as the leader of any religious order that has the job of delivering the message of that religion to the followers. Now, the point of this message is to reveal to you another type of preacher that is amongst us that goes totally unnoticed and, for the most part, has a whole lot more influence on their followers than most legitimate preachers have on theirs. Now, as with all religions, there is a basic message that tells the people that they need to live their lives according to the dictates of that particular religion. Usually, the followers go to a particular place, particular meeting place where they and others of like mind join in together in worship and praise of the entity that is the focus of their religion. Well, these unknown preachers are preaching a religion that is not even recognized as a religion. We have been conditioned over the past few decades to believe that religion means a faith in some divine entity or some other entity. And if you read the Constitution and look at the First Amendment and ask a lot of people what the clause stating Congress shall make no law respecting religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, most of us will say that means a separation of church and state. Now, while that is what many of us have been told, that is not, and I repeat, not what the meaning of that amendment, or rather the term religion, means. The definition of religion carries a far wider definition than just church. Here is the definition of religion as listed in the dictionary. I went to an online dictionary and got this from Merriam-Webster's. It says the definition of religion is, number one, the state of a religious, or like a nun in her 20th year of religion, the service and worship of God or the supernatural, commitment or devotion to religious faith or observance. Now that's one dealing with God. But here's the second part, and this is what I want you to pay attention to. It also says a personal set or institutionalized system of, get this, religious attitudes, beliefs, and practices. Number three, I'm going to skip the other two part. Well, no, I'm not going to skip them. But, let's go on. I'll read the other two, three and four. It says archaic, in other words, scrupulous conformity or conscientiousness. Or number four, a cause, principle, or system of beliefs held to with ardor and faith. Now, this is from the Webster's Revised Unabridged Dictionary of, guess what year? 1913. And in this this definition, we find this statement also as a note on with the definition of religious. We find this statement: religion was not, as too often now, used as the equivalent of godliness, but it expressed the outer form and embodiment which the inward spirit of a true or false devotion assumed. Now, what is all this saying? Beside being just the worship and faith or faith in God, it also includes what can best be defined as a personal set of beliefs that a person patterns their life after. Now, my point behind giving you this information is to show you something. And that is, anyone that is speaking to you about what they believe is actually preaching to you about their religion or philosophy. The two are interchangeable because they mean basically the same thing. Now the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 verse number 17, it says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." This means people acquire faith in something by hearing about it over and over again. Even though this is referring to the Word of God, it also carries with it hearing about other things. This means the more you hear about something as far as a philosophy or religion, the more you will either react positively, accept it as your own, or negatively reject it. And here is an unknown truth. Your reaction to it becomes part of your religious or religion or your philosophy. So now, you can see that anyone constantly speaking to you about their philosophy or religion is preaching, and therefore is a preacher. And those that listen to that philosophy or religion are on their way to being converted by it. Now, with all of this that I have just presented, you may ask, what am I trying to tell you? Well, as the title of this message goes, I am warning you about a new type of preacher that, quite frankly, is not new in the sense that they haven't always been around, but that they have never been revealed for what they are really doing, because they don't consider their philosophy as being a religion, thus making themselves preachers. Now, while I could talk about all of the different types of new preachers that there is one group. That most assuredly is the most dangerous, especially to our young people, and thus to the welfare of this nation. And they are what is known as rappers, more specifically, gangster rappers. That's right, rappers. This group of preachers have a philosophy or religion that puts them at total odds with what decency, morality, and goodness is all about. This most popular religion is one that promotes violence and sexual immorality, which is the stepping stone to the breaking down of any decent society. Pick just about any individual or group that is popular amongst what has been described as the hip-hop crowd or members of that congregation, and you will see a distinct pattern. They all either talk about sex, or they talk about violence as a means to an end, which is usually self-satisfaction. When rap first came out, one of them, I believe it was Heavy D, stated that rapping was a way for them, the rappers, to deliver a message to their generation. At that time, it was a positive message. So the idea of delivering a message to influence their listeners to adopt their philosophy or religion is the same thing preachers in church do. But as things usually go, with every good thing, something or someone has to come along and corrupt it, and that is what happened to rap. Rap is kind of unique in that it is a message that is put into, or rather mixed with, music, sort of like opera is, and with a language of its own that most of society can't understand. When I hear it, sometimes I want to ask those that listen to it, what are these people saying? Now, some of what they are saying, if you see the printed lyrics, can be plainly understood even with the hip-hop slang. And if you look at the videos that go along with them, the message is quite clear. It is one of total rebellion against what we would like to have, and that is a decent society. To those preachers of this particular type of rap, there is no such thing as decent. It is every man for himself. Dog eat dog. Don't take no mess from anybody. Waste them. Women are looked at as B's and H's, and are good for only one thing, either a one-on-one thing or multiple participation, if you get my meaning. Marriage, what is that? It's too restrictive. As far as authority goes, to hell with that. Each one is their own authority. Each is free to do what they feel they want to do. And if you stand in their way or disrespect or diss someone, you get wasted, even if you are a policeman. One preacher by the name of Ice-T, some years back, from what I understand, had a sermon called Cop Killer that was popular amongst the hip-hop crowd. What does it say when something like this is popular amongst our young people? It says we are in serious trouble as a nation because these same young people are our future. And if they hold this type of philosophy or religion now, what are they going to do when they get control of things? Many of them don't even realize the effect it is having on them. A lot of our young ladies willingly degrade themselves to participate in the videos, movies, nightclubs, and other places where everything goes just to fit in or make some money. They throw themselves on the altar of hip-hop to make the sacrifice. Some of them become preachers themselves with the message that if the men can do it, women can too. Nothing is off limits. As I mentioned earlier, the more one listens to or views what these preachers produce, the more they are drawn into this religion.
And just like the Bible says, you reap what you sow. Some of these preachers have become casualties of their own promotions. Recently, the preacher Proof was killed after he killed someone following an argument. I would use the term murdered, but I don't know all of the details. But I believe, to the best of my knowledge, from the reports I read, the victim was unarmed. The Reverend Tupac Shakur was gunned down by rival ministers after what is reportedly dissing some of them. Both of these promised violence, or both of these promoted violence, and they died by it. Then there is the preacher known as Eazy-E. His message was about sexual escapades with different women. He died from AIDS, a sexually transmitted disease. Their message tells about being your own individual self and not having any rules that restrict you. But they don't tell you about the consequences of your actions, or if they do, it is a message of, if you die, at least you went out in style. After the deaths of Tupac and Proof, their followers talked about how they really didn't live the lifestyle that they were preaching about, and how they were really model citizens doing good in the community. If a preacher in the church lived like that, what would you call him? A hypocrite. And people don't usually listen to hypocrites, do they? But look at our young people, especially in the black community, and what do you see? More and more converts to this religion. And surprisingly, they are being assisted by preachers in the church who ignored the rapper's message and yet hold them in some sort of high esteem. Mind you, the message of these rappers is one that is totally against what Christ commands. And if you go against Christ, then you know where you will end up when you die, don't you? No. More next month. Well, that is the end of part one of our message, and we'll get into the next part, and I'll wait until I finish all parts before I make a final commentary on the entire message. So until we get together again for another message from the Word of God, or continuation of this message, whichever comes first, to you and yours, let me just say, have a good day.